This is Daniela White with Urban Christian News Network. Thank you for joining us on this Monday, July 10th, 2017. Here are the top news stories that you need to know about right now. First, today, according to the Washington Post, former President Barack Obama will formally re-enter the political fray this week, less than 6 months after leaving office, headlining a fundraiser for a group that could prove critical to the Democratic Party's rebuilding efforts. Obama's appearance Thursday before a few dozen people at a closed-door event in the district on behalf of the National Democratic Redistricting Committee highlights the balance he is trying to strike as his party seeks to regain its footing as both the state and national levels. Obama does not want to cast a long shadow, in the words of Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez, but he remains a central figure for a party that has yet to settle on a single strategy to combat President Trump. Second, today, according to Reuters, a police officer wounded in a shooting rampage in Baton Rouge, Louisiana last year that left three officers dead, sued Black Lives Matter movement leaders on Friday, accusing them of inciting violence that spurred the attack. The lawsuit filed in a U.S. district court in Louisiana named DeRay McKeeson and four other Black Lives Matter leaders as defendants and sought at least $75,000 in damages. Third, today, according to the Christian Post, the General Synod of the Church of England has officially passed a motion welcoming and affirming transgender people to the church. A top bishop also declared that being LGBT is, quote, not a sin. The motion that passed on Sunday reads, quote, that this synod, recognizing the need for transgender people to be welcomed and affirmed in their parish church, call on the House of Bishops to consider whether some nationally commended liturgical materials might be prepared to mark a person's gender transition. Fourth, today, according to Palm Beach Post, a road rage incident along a stretch of northbound Florida's turnpike led to a North Carolina Episcopal priest's arrest this week after he allegedly pointed a handgun at another vehicle. 35-year-old William Rian Adams of Fletcher, North Carolina, faces two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after authorities alleged he pointed the weapon at two people late Wednesday at mile marker 125 near Palm Beach in Martin County. Fifth, today, according to the Associated Press, the UN's envoy for Syria on Monday opened a new round of indirect talks, the seventh so far between Syrian government representatives and opposition leaders, to try to wind down the battered country's civil war. The start of the talks in Geneva coincided with the first full day of ceasefire for southern Syria that was brokered last week by the United States, Russia, and Jordan. Sixth, today, according to Variety, Ava DuVernay is continuing her relationship with Netflix, bringing a limited series about the Central Park 5 case to the streaming giant. Netflix has greenlit the 5-part scripted series for a 2019 debut. DuVernay created the project and will write and direct all 5 installments. Participant Media, Tribeca Productions, and Harpo Films are behind the limited series, with Oprah Winfrey, Jeff Skoll, Jonathan King, Jane Rosenthal, and Barry Welsh serving as executive producers alongside DuVernay. Seven, today, according to CBS News, the settlements have begun for Baylor in the long line of numerous Title IX lawsuits the university faces from its sexual assault scandal. The first of such suits was settled on Thursday between Baylor, which initially tried to dismiss the suit, and an unnamed plaintiff. The amount of the settlement is unknown. A statement from the university sent to the Waco Tribune read in part, quote, Baylor University is pleased that the parties were able to resolve this dispute in an amicable fashion. We are unable to comment further regarding this particular claim out of respect for the student's privacy. As you go throughout this day, keep this word in mind. Psalm 92:13 says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Winston Churchill said, we make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. God loves you, always has, and always will. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.